It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, let's do this. It's tea time. Kicking things off with Dolly Parton. She says 9 to 5, the sequel just isn't happening.
Well, actually, I think we've dropped that whole idea. I don't think we're going to do the sequel. We never could get the script to where it was enough different than the first one, and that one turned out so good, so we're thinking we might do a completely different thing together, though, Jane, Lily, and I. So we may do something different altogether, but I don't think we're going to continue with that.
Yeah, 6 to 2. It's going to be a good movie. 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's a long shift.
I was Dolly Parton last year for Halloween, and it was awesome! Killed it.
Get it, girl.
Ooh, a little top heavy, though. The costume got heavy.
Hey, can somebody help me up?
Yes, I'm over back. The shoulder boulder holder was struggling. Moving on to Shia LaBeouf. The actor has been diagnosed with PTSD due to being a Disney star back in the day. He says, it was very simple to me. Having money meant having a family. The more money I had, I could be around my family. But the problem was it led to lots of fighting.
There's something pure about a person who just comes in and gives and doesn't try to take nothing. You know, and sometimes a selfie, sometimes, feels a bit like a take. Sometimes. Not all the time. It's all in, like, the approach. You know, if they're asking questions just to get to the selfie, you can feel it. Yeah. If you're having an actual dialogue about something and everybody's into it, and then that comes up at the end, that doesn't seem like as much as of a take.
Yeah, I'd be scared to ask him for a selfie.
No, but I get that, but it's like, dude, everybody wants a selfie. Like, there's no real thing. Nobody's like, oh, you know what we should do? We should get a picture. If you're talking to him, of course you want a selfie. Like, if you could do that,
yeah,
like, you can make it sound better, but...
I get it. He's real. He's raw. He wants that in-depth. And I understand it. You want to have a conversation and really vibe with someone, and then you can ask, but if someone just wants to rip off a selfie and run away, I get it. He feels like that's kind of like a take.
I get that one, yeah.
I get it. But, right, I mean, also, sometimes you want to just, like, talk to someone, and then, but you really want the picture. I've been in those, like, situations. Should I ask? And then you regret if you don't.
Three question rule. You ask him three questions, then a selfie.
Then a selfie. Well, Kim Kardashian, of course, she would oblige and give you a selfie. Get this. She is suing a makeup app for $10 million over a stolen photo. It's interesting that she's the makeup queen and her little girl, North, is not allowed yet to wear makeup.
So North is trying to get in on the makeup, but she's being blocked heavily because her dad has stopped all makeup for her until she's a teenager. So it's like a big discussion, a big fight in the household right now.
So this is interesting. Kim is suing iHandy because they used a 2017 photo of her to promote a makeup and beauty manipulation app. You know, kind of see what the makeup will look like. The photo was actually one that was used to promote her own beauty line. So iHandy's defense is, we didn't know that was Kim Kardashian. We didn't know that was a Kim pick they used. So they're in deep trouble. She's suing for $10 million for licensing, yada, yada. So probably they're going to lose.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Bill Murray. I actually did get a selfie with Bill Murray, and it was so awesome.
Was he a cool dude?
He was cool. He wasn't totally open to selfies, and I felt bad. I was there for TV, and then my cameraman asked, and he, like, denied him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been, what, hired by P.F. Chang's after claiming that he filled out an application?
You know, if you can bake a cake, do you think you could make a pie? Probably.
Okay, so he appeared on Amy Schumer's podcast, Three Girls, One Keith, and said he noticed that everyone working at the restaurant looked like they were just having a great time, and so he claimed that he submitted an application, and they were like, what? P.F. Chang's was like, Bill Murray, you're hired. When can you start? So it's like an ongoing fun joke.
I would be having a good time, too, if Bill Murray walked in. I'm like, big tip, big
dude,
tip.
So we were in this tea room, and the girl comes up. She's like, that's Bill Murray in the corner. That's Bill Murray in the corner. So I'm doing a different, like, tea segment, and I'm, like, trying to not make a big deal that I love. I'm a huge fan of Bill Murray. So he walks up. He's walking by as he's leaving. I'm like, Mr. Murray? I was like, I'm a huge Cubs fan because I know he is, too. And I'm, you know, originally I was born actually in Illinois, and I said, we talked a little bit, and I was like, I just think you're amazing. And then I was like, can we snap a quick pic? And he obliged, so it's really cool.
Get away from me, Mackenzie. Bill Murray. All right, well, that's awesome. Okay. That is the tea with Mackenzie here on Joe and Mackenzie.